tuning into the second hour of this live edition of the program here live every day throughout the holidays as we were on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the Postal Service and the absolute dismal financial situation they found themselves in. Actually, it's been getting worse for them every year, but they feel like they can help themselves out of it by raising rates. 3 cents is going to be the increase. It's going to go up to 49 cents here in about a month's time. It's going to start on the 26th of January. You are welcome to share your thoughts if you want. We actually found a Postal Service supporter who called into the show last hour, which you don't hear from those folks too often. Most people feel like they have to use the Postal Service because it's just so darn cheap in some instances that, you know, they just can't justify spending the extra cost to go with UPS
and
FedEx.
He supported the Postal Service, but he did blame the neocons for their debacle with their pensions, which right. To me, it's like if the Postal Service was running just fine, they wouldn't need anybody to make a mess of their pensions.
Well, we can get a little bit more into that here in a moment. Let's go, in fact, to the phones where Kathy is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not a whole lot. I actually am a postal worker, and I listen to you guys every day, so I wanted
Excellent.
To call in.
Oh, thank you for that. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so I know that you say that the post office has been doing good. I don't know if anyone knows, but we just signed this huge contract with Amazon. So my postal, I have a route, and we just started it about last month, and I can tell you it's a lot more packages coming through our service.
All right.
I did hear about this. Isn't this something where it's supposed to allow Amazon to ship packages very quickly or something? Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Next day. And we're actually delivering packages on Sundays now for Amazon. I don't know if you guys know that or not.
Wow, that's amazing. I did not know that.
Yeah, so I pretty much Amazon's going to set up, I think.
Huh. I'm looking for the news about that. Is that relatively recent?
Yeah, it just started less than a month ago.
Less than a month. Okay. Well, thank you for the heads up. That was certainly the first I'd heard about it.
Yeah. Also,
are you yourself working on Sundays at all with that new change?
I've been there too long, so no.
the new people have to work on Sunday.
Yeah, all the new ones.
All right. So, what else did you want to share? You sounded like you wanted to get to another point.
Is I think we should all end up, I had an old walking route. It was about 8 miles of walking, and I had roughly 438 houses that I delivered to. I now do the box clusters, and I have 1,248. So if the post office just ended door-to-door delivery, it would fix the whole post office, and no one will do it.
So what you're saying is if they only had post office boxes, meaning that the people in a certain area would have to go to a location to pick up their mail, that would solve the budgetary issues?
Within the neighborhood. Like, I don't know if you guys, you know how, like, apartment complexes have one thing of boxes? If they did that for all the ends of the streets, or if they did that for a couple of streets at a time, that's kind of how I do now. I have 1,248 houses.
Yeah, so what you're saying is you've got to, you know, either walking, and that takes a lot of time, or you're driving, which takes a lot of gas, and so therefore there are a lot of costs involved in delivering individually to different households.
Right, that makes sense, because if you have one block, if you could just deliver all those packages to one place on that block, it'd be much faster. I know, I see the postal guy on my street, he drives, he'll park, and then he walks around, because the houses are close, so he's not going to drive to every single house, he just walks to each house, because he's got to walk up to the house anyway for most of them.
Yeah, because here in Keene, a lot of the boxes are actually up on the front porch.
Yeah, exactly. If they did it where they did, you know, one whole block has I think they have 18 houses, you know, it could fit 18 houses in one box, and they have parcel lockers on the bottom, so then even your packages are safe. You get a key in your mailbox, you open the key, and, you know, then you get your package.
Now, that sounds like that would work pretty well for a lot of people, but I don't know that the Postal Service is run in a way that kind of change could even be implemented,
Well, right, because it would cut a lot of jobs, ultimately, would it not?
Yeah, Yeah, I would, definitely.
And there's but a huge postal union that's going to stop that.
Yeah. All new builds are required to do that kind of box. I think since 2006, all the new builds have to have those kind of boxes.
You're talking about for household subdivisions, or are you talking about... Wow.
Oh, does that make sense? So if you're building a development, a new development, they would have to put in that type of box.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for sharing that. Very good information, Kathy. Anything, on the inside, what were postal workers saying about, the financial situation there?
Most people just kind of, they don't say anything, to be honest. They just mostly complain. Kind of funny. You get paid really good money and people complain. Kind of funny to me. I'm younger and I'm more of like the free, exchange my money, kind of more on the freedom side. And I just think it's hilarious. Some of the people that are more of like that, the union kind of people. I just think it's kind of funny. The people that are lazy. I'm like, you guys are lazy and you get paid so much money.
And Marcus, were you there when the postal employees came to visit Keene?
No.
I know you're normally there a lot. We went to one of the Mexican places here in town, and they were concerned. They were worried that because they worked for the federal government as post office employees that they would be discriminated against by people in the Liberty Movement.
No, well, it's a legitimate concern, but the reality is no way. One of my great friends, Kurt from Michigan, he is a postal worker, and I love him. I mean, what a great guy he is. And
not like they're hurting people.
No,
or
no.
Like that.
And he actually spreads the word of Liberty at his job doing the postal service stuff. But, I don't discriminate against what people's jobs are. Those jobs do exist, and they're right now they're not going anywhere. I wouldn't discriminate against people for that.
Me neither. Hey, Kathy, I hope to see you in New Hampshire at some point. Do you have a plan to join the Free State Project, or have you already?
I have not. I kind of think, I'm from Phoenix, and I live in California, so I'm used to that. I'm not used to the snow at all. So.
You're not used to what? I'm sorry.
No, I am not. I've never lived in the snow.
Oh, snow. Yes, I was shoveling some of it today, as a matter of fact.
So was I.
Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate hearing from you. You want to talk about a tough postal route. I mean, if you're in the Northeast and it's snowy out, I mean, you got to watch it. I mean, there's ice around today and everything.
Well, yeah, it gets very dangerous because sometimes you get some ice on the ground and then some more snow falls, and then you don't see the ice because it's covered with snow, and it's even slippery. It's more slippery because you've got this snow just waiting to, on top of that ice.
Yeah, but very treacherous.
Yeah, but that's very interesting about the boxes that here the Postal Service has found a more efficient way to deliver, but they can't change that for the old places. They can only, institute it as a law, I suppose.
Which I don't appreciate that either.
Right,
if you want to build a subdivision, now you've got to have this kind of post office.
Right, if you had a choice in the matter, you could decide to go with a different delivery service or whatever and have, whatever was needed.
Let's go to Freedom Guy. He is in Seattle via Skype. Hey, Freedom Guy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Freedom Guy going once? Oh, you know what? It would help if I actually took him off hold.
Yes, take him off hold and then let's talk to him.
Call etiquette here. Freedom Guy, you can probably hear me now. Are you with us?
Hey, I am with you.
All right, you're in Seattle. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I am. Well, first of all, I just wanted to ask real quick, Ian, who picks the awesome music for the bumpers?
I picked that music years ago. There's actually, if you go to the Free Talk Live BBS and you search for Music Beds, you'll get a list of most of the bands. It's the majority of it is Megadeth, Testament, and Grip Inc.
Nice. All bands I'm fans of, so, I appreciate that.
Very good, sir.
I also wanted to say that, if the post office was eliminated, it would save a whole bunch of money, not only on, of course, the pensions that are coming due, but I was reading on Wiki, just because you guys brought it up, that the post office lost $16 billion in 2012, and its revenue was over $65 billion. So guess who made up that $16
billion? Taxpayers?
That's right.
All right, hang on, Freedom Guy. Sure. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. I don't advocate the elimination of the post office. I just would just advocate cutting them loose.
Yeah, let them pay for themselves.
Right, get rid of the pension, get rid of any tax obligations, and then just set them free. It's Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resource. December 26th. 2013. Gold opened this morning at 12.1610. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 12.6082, 6.3041 for a half ounce, or 3.1521 for a quarter ounce. That's 12.6082, 6.3041, and 3.1521.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Take control here, toll free at 855-453. We are talking about the post office, although we can talk about whatever you want to discuss. I know Marcus has an opinion piece coming up here about progressives and libertarians. We'll get into that when we get a chance. Also, speaking of shipping items all over the place, I mentioned we were going to talk about a website that will allow you to turn your bitcoins into real-life products, and that is bitcoinstore.com. 0% markup available, by the way. So if you're looking for something consumer electronics oriented, maybe even computer parts, go to bitcoinstore.com and look for it. Search for it. And if you search around the whole internet and see what the prices are like out there. See if BitcoinStore.com is the best price online. In a lot of cases, it's absolutely going to be the best price because they're literally getting a wholesale price and they're passing it on to you as a thank you for spending Bitcoins. They want to encourage people to spend Bitcoins, and because Bitcoins are really easy to use, it's just there's kind of a tendency for people to want to hold on to them. But if you want to get something real with your Bitcoins, BitcoinStore.com can help you with that.
What I suggest is just if you want to buy something, buy some Bitcoin. Buy more than what you need to buy the thing with Bitcoin. This way, you just end up...
You can save some.
Yeah, you save a little bit, and you haven't spent any of your Bitcoin savings.
Excellent idea. BitcoinStore.com also offers you free shipping. So when you spend more than $100 worth of Bitcoins, you get the free shipping. If it's less than $100, then it's a $5 flat rate shipping fee at BitcoinStore.com. Don't miss it. Now, we are talking about the Postal Service. Amazon, which does not accept Bitcoins at this time, is apparently getting into an agreement, according to our last caller who actually works for the Postal Service. And I hadn't seen this news, but it's certainly true. They are partnering with the U.S. Postal Service to deliver packages exclusively for Amazon on Sunday, which is amazing to me that they're doing this. By the way, the U.S. Postal Service did lose $16 billion last year. This from Forbes.com. Now, we don't know, you know, if they attempted to negotiate with the private carriers, UPS and FedEx. I imagine that they did, and I'm guessing the Postal Service just came up with the cheapest rates, and that's why Amazon's going with them. But I had to say, I was pretty surprised, because the news story here says that this is going to be taking place in major cities, New York and L.A. to start. They do plan to expand it to other major cities like Dallas and Phoenix.
So I wonder if it was like a bidding process where Amazon said, hey, we need somebody to deliver these packages on Sunday, and then maybe they threw it out there, and then the Postal Service was the one that came back with the best rate. If that's the case, isn't that, to some extent, it's still, taxpayer...
Subsidized. To some extent, although the Postal Service advocates will point out that the Postal Service does operate, as I understand it, independently of taxpayer funding except for the pensions. So it's not truly an independent organization because taxpayers are having to foot the bill for the pensions,
right,
which are insanely expensive, but the advocates will claim that the Postal Service does operate on its own otherwise without taxpayer assistance. So I don't know how true that claim is. It's just what, you know, we've heard over the years here. Now, what I found interesting was that they were planning on going to the Postal Service in L.A. When I was in L.A. recently for a talk radio conference, I saw Amazon trucks. And it was my understanding that they were already doing the same-day delivery thing in Los Angeles from these Amazon trucks. The story from CNN.com does say that apparently the trucks are Amazon Fresh. It's a special brand in Seattle and Los Angeles where the company does have its own fleet of trucks. It does have the Amazon logo on it, and apparently they have, you know, some fairly large warehouses in those regions that make it easy for them to... They're actually delivering groceries, apparently.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, there are some grocers that will deliver groceries to your door.
That's right.
So it kind of makes sense that Amazon would do something similar to that. Obviously, they already have the store, so if you live in a certain area, then they could say, hey, we'll deliver this right away to you.
We go back to the phones here. Freedom Guy is with us in Seattle. You're back on Free Talk Live. Freedom Guy in Seattle. Going once. Freedom Guy in Seattle going twice. Tell you what, we're going to put him back on hold. Maybe there's some technical difficulties on the line. In the meantime, we'll go to Chris in Washington. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, guys, I really wouldn't be so cynical about the USPS. A couple things. I think there are some cost-cutting measures that maybe we could try first. I guess first and foremost, I think a good idea would be raising the bulk rate mail, the kind of junk crap we get in the mail every single, you know, day that we don't use. Raise that 40%. I mean, even if that brought in more revenue, if these businesses found the cost-benefit analysis, if they found that that, you know, direct mail, you know, advertising is profitable for them, I think they'd pay the extra 40 cents. If not, I wouldn't lose a night's sleep over it. I'd throw that stuff away anyway. And second of all, I live here in Washington State. We have the Cascade Mountains. It's right here to the east of us. And there's a USPS truck that I believe delivers a good, like, 50 miles up top of the mountain. And I was talking to one of the convenience store clerks up there, and I was saying, you know, do you see any other, you know, freight trucks or whatever that, you know, makes their way up this freeway to go up to eastern Washington through the mountains? And he's like, yeah, you know, we kind of see two trucks. And my first thing was, maybe the USPS could contract with a FedEx truck that's already going up that way and say, just kind of like the USPS does with airlines, say, hey, you're already going to that destination. How about I pay you kind of a per-pound thing? Mm-hmm. And then it would just, everybody would just pick up their mail at the local, you know, the local convenience store. You know, the, if there's only like, you know, 200-300 residents in a given area, I think you could save money. And also, you would just have to take this poison pill out of the UPS, the $5.5 billion a month that they're having to spend on these future retiree health care plans, I just think it's completely unrealistic. And finally, I'd say, I think the post office should, you know, there should be legislation that allows them to engage in business that, you know, that could make them more money. Like, I don't understand why I can't get a money order at the post office, or why I can't get, like, a payday loan at the post office. Yeah, I mean, there could be a lot of things.
They're not doing money orders anymore?
I don't believe so.
Wow, they used to do that. I know for a fact, yeah. I have purchased money orders at post office locations. I stopped doing it because they wanted too much identifying information.
Yeah, I like your suggestion. Most of your suggestions I do like, and the problem is that those really can't be implemented because it's a government organization.
Without congressional approval.
Right, and they don't have the, you know, it would, like, if we just set it free, like Ian was saying, set it free from the government, let them run themselves, give them some incentive to run a successful business model, and they could try those types of things, because I think your ideas make sense.
Sure,
and
or talk to the Postal Service employees. They probably have some good ideas, like the last young lady that was on with us, but, you know, nobody's listening to them. They're not the ones who are able to put forth the ideas.
My big worry about, like, a privatization agenda is I don't want, like, I understand, like, there's free market and there's, like, venture capital, but I just have a feeling that you have a lot of people that, I'm going to give you an example of, like, you could go to a mountain convenience store, but I don't know people that literally are, like, 40 miles away from the nearest town, and, I mean, a lot of rural people.
Well, I'm not advocating privatization. Privatization suggests that the government gives one corporation some sort of special favor to take over a government he dropped off, to take over some sort of government operation. I'm just suggesting cut them loose and turn them into an independent organization completely. We're coming up. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up anything that you want right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the ProXPN toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got archives that go back for years, all the way back to 2006. You just click and download, and they're yours for free. freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Marcus.
Don't forget, you can also check out some other great liberty-oriented shows like The School Sucks Project. They are a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community that promotes real education and deconstructs state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, as well as critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You'll get smartenized. SchoolSucksProject.com.
I want to get smartenized.
Visit their YouTube channel and watch the controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous. It explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of the government. And the ending will shock you. SchoolSucksProject.com. And I borrowed that smartenized term from Dave Hitt. He's one of our listeners. He had his own podcast. I think he called it something like that. Anyway, it's a cool little word. We've been talking about the Postal Service, and still to come here tonight, progressives and libertarianism. We're going to get into that, but first, we're going to try Freedom Guy here. He had his microphone muted last time, so that has been remedied. Freedom Guy in Seattle, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks, Ian. I was having what I refer to as technicalties.
Very good.
I've taken technical difficulties and made it one word,
that
so you're
sense.
Free to use that. Free to use that. Spread it around.
I wanted to
change the subject a little, so bear with me. It'll take me a minute to get to my point. But the subject is I couldn't order my usual beer because of government coercion.
Oh no!
And yeah, it's and it still, I mean, this happened probably 2 months ago, and it's still sort of like I think about it. You know what I mean? At least once a week, it pops up into my head.
You still can't shed a tear over that missed beer.
I do, actually. I love this one particular microbrew here in the Seattle area. They make a killer Scotch ale. They opened this, not the microbrew, but there's a business called Cinnabar. And they show, you know, movies, you know, current movies, but they also serve beer and grub. Right.
Cool. There's a place like that in Nashua called, I think, Chunky's. I've never been to it, but I've heard that it's, like, pretty cool. They give you fancy leather seats or something, like nice seats to sit in, and you get to eat and drink beer and things like that while watching a movie. So yours is called Cinnabar. How do you spell that? Like cinnamon?
It's C-I-N-E, like cinema,
right.
C-I-N-E, and then B. and then, of course, they have to be fancy and spell it B-A-R-R-E. With the
So it's not like Cinnabon.
Right.
No, and there's no Cinnabon in the Cinnabar.
Bummer. Either. That's too bad.
But it sounds like a good idea.
So they brew their own there on site?
Well, they purchase this tasty Scotch ale that I like to drink. And so I love movies. I love burgers. You know, I'm kind of a heavy guy. I love to frequent this place, or at least I did until this occurred.
So the Scotch ale that they're purchasing, is it private label in that they're labeling it Cinnabar Scotch Ale?
It is, but I know the owner of the microbrew that makes it. It's called Big E Ales.
Okay.
They're out of Edmonds, Washington, and it's the exact same thing.
Got it.
It's the Big E Scotch Ale, but they are marketing it as, I think they just call it Cinnabeer or something like that. So I go, and I've been going to this place on Tuesdays. I was working a weird shift, so Tuesdays I get out of work early, and I try to catch a 2 or 3 o'clock matinee, right? So I haven't been drinking at all, and I go to this place, and I'm going to watch, I can't remember the name of the movie, it was a new sci-fi movie. Because the movie was 2.5 hours, and I've been to this place before, I'm kind of a heavy dude. I like to eat grub while I'm there, have my dinner or whatever. I order a pitcher of beer because I don't want the person to come have to refill my glass 3 or 4 times during the movie, whatever
there you go.
It is.
If you know you can handle that amount, you might as well get the pitcher because you better deal on that.
Well, it was also I think $2 cheaper to order the pitcher than the 4 beers that you get or whatever it is. And previously, you know, I would order a pitcher and maybe leave like a half a beer in the pitcher. I know that's alcoholic abuse, but you know, if you can't handle it, you know, then just leave whatever you can't drink or offer it to somebody sitting around you, whatever.
Yeah.
So I go in and I do this, and I happen to be by myself on this Tuesday afternoon, and the waitress says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't serve a pitcher to single customers."
Oh.
And I was confused. I was, you know, well, why can't you? She said, "Oh, it's our policy." And I'm like, "Well, I've been in here literally, you know, several dozen times, and you know, I've ordered a pitcher by myself previously. I don't understand. You know, what was there a change in policies?" No, it's always been the policy.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, you know what? I just didn't want to argue with her. The movie was getting ready to start. I'm like, you know what? I'll just change my order. I'm gonna have a coffee, and then I'd like to order my burger and a bottle of water. And she goes, "Okay," you know, she writes it down. "Do you want cream and sugar?" "Yeah, I want cream and sugar." And then she says, "Besides, the last time I served a pitcher to a single customer, they walked out on their bill." She just volunteers this information to me after I've already changed my order. And I said, "Wait a minute. Now you're telling me that you have served somebody a pitcher who was a single customer?" She says, "Well, yeah." And I'm like, "So is it against your policy or not?" She says,
"Well, it's against my policy.
You know, I just stopped her there. I said, "Look, you know what? The movie's about to start. Bring me my order. And at some point, can you send your manager over here? I just want to have a word with him." You know, so I talked to the McManager. You know, he tells me that it is indeed their policy. And I because, you know, I'm thinking, right? I'm a logical person. I'm like, "Well, can I just see a copy of your policy?" You know, I wanted to see a copy of the policy. So he says, "Well, I can't do that here. You know, you have to come up to the thing." I'm like, "Okay, you know what? I'll come to the office. I'll come out when the movie's over. I'll come out and I'll ask for you, right?" So I get my bill, and my bill says, you know, hey, you know, your burger, your coffee, your bottle of water, and then there's a NA charge for $3. They were charging me for not ordering alcohol. Like, wow. Like there's some kind of a one drink limit or something. Yeah, so I'm wondering,
mandate? You're mandated to buy alcohol?
So that they're charging you for the alcohol for which you originally requested, but then they didn't want to serve it to you in the way that you asked. So you change your order, and then they charge you for not ordering the alcohol for which you originally ordered, and they wouldn't bring you.
I can only equate it to like a comedy club where there's like a two-drink minimum. You know what I mean?
But if that wasn't made clear, I mean, in any kind of... I mean, you've been to this place in the past.
A bunch of times.
And, I mean, had you ever seen that on a menu or anything, any kind of indicator of that?
None at all.
All right.
So, I'm obviously fuming, but, you know, I'm just trying to be cool about the situation, you know. I'm like, okay, these people are doing their jobs and this kind of thing. I'm just like, I think it's, you know, BS that I, you know, you're going to charge me for not ordering the thing that I wanted to order, like Marcus was saying. So, you know, the movie ends. I go up to, you know, there's like a little lounge in front before you get to the theaters, and I ask somebody there if I can speak to the same guy, this manager guy, and he's not there miraculously somehow anymore. He went home or something.
I'm like, here's a simply faced teenager you can talk to.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, can I talk to his boss? And so sure enough, like, you know, the head manager of the place comes down and talks to me. And so I'm talking to him, and I'm saying, look, you know, either your employee lied to me, is misquoting policy, or, you know, I explain the situation to him.
Yeah.
I'm like, either way, I'm a little upset about the situation. And then to top it all off, you're going to charge me $3 for not ordering a beer? You know, I'm like, this is silly. And he proceeds to tell me about, you know, well, because they're doing so well in their business model, there's movies and beer and grub, and they serve wine too, and I think you can't order like shots or anything, but you can get like, I think they have daiquiris or something like that. But they're not like a full booze bar. It's like beer, wine, some daiquiris. That's it. That's their whole selection.
Okay.
But they're trying to get their liquor license. So, of course, they had, I don't know what they call it in New Hampshire. Here it's the Liquor Control Board.
Yeah.
You know, come in and do some sort of inspection. And so apparently what happened is this Liquor Control Board guy flashed a badge to the manager and said, I don't think you should be serving pitchers to single customers. And he spread that, not as official written policy, but just as a suggestion.
All right, stand by. This is fascinating. I'm going to bring it back, if you don't mind. Tell the rest of the story. Freedom Guy from Washington in moments here. And 855-450-FREE is our number if you'd like to chime in.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, bad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
You better watch out. You sure better cry. Your Lee's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Your awful customer service stories, if you like. That's what we're going through right now with the Freedom Guy. He's been he's had a tough time at a local movie theater, which is one of those places where you can actually eat, drink alcohol, and watch a movie at the same time, which I hear those things are pretty cool. And we'll continue his story here in moments. Want to also let you know about BuzzBox Coffee. If you are a coffee drinker, and Marcus, I happen to know that you're a coffee drinker.
I certainly am.
You've actually tried the BuzzBox Coffee and enjoyed it, if I'm not mistaken. Or you have not yet?
No,
tried.
I haven't had
the BuzzBox. You are the only host
coffee.
Who hasn't tried it, though, because I know that Jason Talley has been making BuzzBox Coffee next door, and pretty much every other host who has been around.
I'll have to go over there. And
I don't think he's there right now. No. He's actually out house sitting.
Well,
Mark's
at
house.
Some point,
we need
I'll
to get
to
that
go,
to you.
Go over and get some.
Yeah, we've got to get you to try it because everybody else has been raving about it. Coffee.freetalklive.com. And they should be because BuzzBox says it's the best of the best that you've ever tasted. USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica-grade, fairly traded coffee. And Mark is a huge fan of this as a regular coffee drinker. Now, he's a decaf coffee drinker, but he still loves his coffee.
Yeah.
And BuzzBox Coffee is not just your average coffee company. Not only are they providing you with quality product, but they're also doing something very interesting. They're helping people worldwide make better lives for themselves through microloans. So we're looking for 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners who also love coffee to join us in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. So when you drink the coffee, BuzzBox coffee that you can get at coffee.freetalklive.com, not only are you getting great coffee, but you're also helping improve people's lives internationally and helping people create their own coffee farms, essentially. So your first pound, by the way, is free. So that's proof that BuzzBox Coffee is serious about this. They really believe in their product. They're willing to send you a pound for free. Now, you do have to cover shipping costs, but you're not paying for the pound itself. So coffee.freetalklive.com. Go ahead and give it a shot and see what you think. Again, coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Freedom Guy. He's in Washington and on Skype with us. So Freedom Guy, you're at this place. It's a cinema. Is it a chain place or is it like just a local?
No, Cinnabar is actually a chain. I think they have, I don't know, a dozen locations throughout the U.S.
Okay, and so you've been going to this place regularly as a customer and just enjoying cinema, enjoying the movie that they're playing, and also they have food that you've liked and alcohol. You've been previously ordering pitchers of alcohol. You're, as a single individual, you say you're a fairly large guy, so you can handle a whole pitcher of alcohol, and this is one of your, you know, the things that you do. And until recently, when you went in several weeks ago and had one of the servers tell you that it's their policy that they don't serve pitchers to single people, people by themselves at the theater, and she refused to serve you. You talked to the manager, and he explained to you that they're trying to get a full liquor license and that some bureaucrats suggested that he not be doing serving single people with pitchers. Is that right?
That's where we're at right now in the tale. So I'm speaking with the manager, and he admits that, you know, he tells me, he's like, here's what happened. You know, we were having this inspection. You know, a guy flashed a badge and said, I don't think it's a good idea that you serve pitchers to single customers. And they took that to mean, you know, that is the law, right? And he later, and I quote, this is what the manager said, they flashed their badges and I say yes, sir.
Mm.
Right? Yeah. So he tells me this, and I guess he brought it up in their all-employee meeting and, you know, said, well, the guy with the badge said that, you know, we can't serve pitchers to single customers anymore, so don't do that, you know. Mm-hmm. But all the time, the entire time, and just coming from a business perspective, if there's ever a policy, it should be written down. I mean, and then, you know, you should be able to enforce that policy as well. You can't do that without writing it down. So I explained to this guy really calmly, I'm being really nice. He seems like a super nice guy, you know, who's just like really taken aback by the fact that, you know, here's some guy, you know, in his face about not being able to buy beer at his establishment, you know. So he admits that this is what happened. And I said, look, I understand, you know, that you kind of freeze up when a badge gets flashed in your face. But while I was waiting for you to come down here, I Googled on my smartphone Washington state law, and there is nothing. There's no law. There's no legislation anywhere, whether federally or state, that says a single buyer cannot purchase an entire pitcher of beer. There's no law on the books. I said, so you're doing a disservice to me, the customer. You're doing a disservice to your employees, right, by making a policy that you haven't written down, that you haven't verified, that you cannot enforce, you know, and you're creating the situation that we're in now. Well, I mean, he was nice and everything. We ended the conversation amicably, and he even picked up my tab, which I thought was great.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
You know, Cinnabar in Montlake Terrace, just outside of Seattle, Washington. You know, I will drop their name. But my point is, and my
subject. So have you been back? Today, have you been back there since this occurrence?
I have not been back yet.
You have not. Now, you were going on a weekly basis, right?
I would say probably two or three times a month.
Two or three times. Okay, almost weekly then, twice a month to three times. So, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, based on your research that apparently it's not illegal what they were doing, but if some bureaucrat says to do something and you're begging them for permission, you can't really blame a business owner for kowtowing, can you?
Well, I can't blame them for kowtowing, but I can blame them for not verifying.
Yeah, but right? What good would it have done? I mean, if they had gone and looked up the ordinance or whatever, the statute, and they were like pretty clear, okay, well, this guy's just making crap up, do they still want to go ahead and go against him on that?
Yeah, I mean, it seems actually pretty ridiculous because, you know, here's this bureaucrat who's the, you know, the inspector or whatever he is, and he just shows up and he just wants to, like, push them around a little bit, you know, like, hey, I don't think you should be doing that, you know, and we're just assessing you here.
You catch my meaning?
Right, to see if we want to give you the permission to serve some other stuff. And, you know, it's like, it's almost like he's just trying to poke them and see, like, how much will they do? Will they do what I say?
You know? And why wouldn't they, Marcus? Because these are people who are interested in power over others. And when you're on the Liquor Commission, you're one of the more powerful bureaucrats out there. There's a lot of money that's being thrown around at the Liquor Commission here in New Hampshire. The Liquor Commission actually sells alcohol. They sell hard liquor,
yep,
to people. So there's a lot of money, a lot of power. And usually there's a limit on the number of liquor licenses that are available. In some cases,
correct,
there's none available. available, or right. there's, you know, one or two or in a certain geographic area. So it may be something where this bureaucrat not only is inspecting Cinnabar, but also inspecting, you know, three or four other places that are all vying for the same permission slip.
Sure.
And so then he gets to really lord his control over people.
Yeah.
So this manager felt like, you know, he was under some sort of duress from this particular, you know, bureaucrat, from the liquor control board guy, who flashed a badge and, you know, stated, I don't think this is a good idea. Well, he doesn't want to lose his job. He doesn't want to get his employer in trouble. He's a manager, right? He wants to look good to his bosses, right? And he doesn't want to get any of his employees in trouble and be responsible for that. The only part where he failed in his responsibility was verifying. Now, maybe he wasn't going to be the one to stand up to the bureaucrats or the liquor control board and say, hey, you know, you said this, but I figured it wasn't true. But maybe he could have alerted the rest of the managers or his corporate office to the fact.
He could have, but people are in business are cowardly.
And allow them to make the decision.
Yeah, I mean, he could have, but you really can't expect business people to stand up for freedom. I'm sorry, you just can't expect it. They're not in business to be activists. They're in business.
No, I'm not even saying to stand up for freedom. I'm talking about sales.
Sure. Right? I mean, unfortunately, they did make a mistake that, you know, the, you know, your server's telling you, oh, well, this is the policy, but obviously it wasn't policy up until the point at which this guy said something, and then at that point one of the managers said, oh man, the guy was here yesterday and he said we shouldn't serve pitchers to single customers, so you know, we don't have anything written down, but just stop serving. And who knows, maybe they even said, like, well, if somebody asks, just say it's policy, or who knows.
Yeah,
you know?
It's too bad they aren't more explicit up front, like, just say, hey, we're under threat right now from the state. We're trying to get a liquor permit, and they're really cracking down on us.
Right, because they failed at communicating to you the situation that they were actually in, which probably would have made it a lot more understandable for you if you just knew right up front, like, hey, we're so sorry. That what they should have said was, we're sorry, we know that you previously could order a pitcher, but this is the situation we're in. You know, that probably would have worked a lot better.
At least the manager made good and comped your tap. That was a nice gesture and reason enough, I would say, to go back. I mean,
absolutely. I'm not saying I won't go back, but what I'm saying is I was just shocked that the reason that I couldn't order my pitcher of beer was because of some guy who flashed a badge to the manager at the movie place.
It's ridiculous, and that is really the main point of your story, is that here's just some bureaucrat who just has some arbitrary power, can just go tell a business what to do, and they just do it.
They will, because they are not in, you know, like I said, they're not in business to stand up for their rights. They just want to serve their customers, and they know that government goon squad is going to come in and shut them down if they don't do what they're told. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate your story tonight, Freedom Guy. It was very interesting. More coming up here in moments. Hour number three is on the way. 855-450-FREE. You can take control.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.